Go.
This is VOA News. I'm Nabil Biagio. Russian President Vladimir Putin suggested that Ukraine was linked to a deadly attack on a concert hall in Moscow that left more than 100 people dead. Associated Press correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports.
Putin recently addressed his country and says additional security measures have been imposed throughout Russia. In his statement, he assures that assistance will be extended to the families of the victims and offers his sincerest condolences to all those affected by the attack. The Islamic State group's Afghanistan branch claimed responsibility for the incident in a statement posted on social media, and U.S. agencies had confirmed that the group was responsible for the attack. However, some Russian politicians pointed the finger at Ukraine shortly after the incident. Ukraine has strongly denied these accusations. Putin also said all four people directly involved in the attack had been detained and suggested they were attempting to flee into Ukraine, although no evidence has been provided to support this claim. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
U.S. lawmakers narrowly averted a partial government shutdown by agreeing to a budget compromise, which President Joe Biden signed into law on Saturday. Reuters' Chris Digma reports.
The motion is agreed to.
Congress overwhelmingly passed a $1.2 trillion budget bill to avert a partial government shutdown, keeping key federal agencies funded through a fiscal year that began 6 months ago. President Joe Biden signed it into law after the Democratic majority Senate passed the bill in the early hours of Saturday. Its passage means federal agencies, including the Departments of Defense, Homeland Security, Justice, State, and Treasury, will remain funded through September 30th.
This is VOA News. A mayor in northeastern Lebanon says an Israeli airstrike has wounded at least three people. Details from VOA's Tommy McNeil.
The airstrike was reported near the city of Baalbek, which is a stronghold of Lebanon's militant Hezbollah group. The attack is the latest to hit the area in recent weeks. The strike occurred a few minutes after midnight Saturday and wounded three people, according to the local mayor. Since the Israel-Hamas war began October 7th, Hezbollah has been carrying out attacks on Israel's military post along the border. Israel has since staged dozens of airstrikes, mostly along the border. Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
Peace justice officials were seen on Friday recovering charred bodies from Port-au-Prince Street after a gang leader was killed in a police operation the day before. Haiti has been gripped by violence since rival gangs unleashed a wave of attacks this month, and international organizations say almost half of the country is struggling to feed themselves. Trevor Corral reports.
The remains were said to be members of the Delmas 95 gang, led by Ernst Jume, also known as T. Greg. It was not clear if one of the charred bodies was Jume, who died in the shootout with police. The death of Jume, who is associated with crime boss Jimmy Barbecue Cherizier's alliance, marks a setback for the gangs and their effort to take over more of the city. Haiti has been gripped by violence since rival gangs unleashed a wave of attacks this month. Thousands have been killed and hundreds of thousands displaced. International organizations, including the World Food Program, said almost half of Haiti's people are struggling to feed themselves. Regional leaders are trying to form a transitional council that would be tasked with appointing a replacement for Prime Minister Ariel Henry, who announced his resignation on March 11th.
Senegalese lined up to vote Sunday in a tightly contested presidential race that followed months of uncertainty and unrest that has tested the West African nation's reputation as a stable democracy in a region that has experienced a wave of coups in recent years. The election comes after President Macky Sall unsuccessfully tried to postpone the February 5th vote until the end of the year, sparking violent protests. Sall is barred by the constitution from seeking a third term in office. Results are expected next week. And authorities in Chad on Sunday said that they had barred 10 candidates, including two fierce opponents of the military regime, from standing in the presidential election on May 5th. The Constitutional Court said the candidates' applications, including those of the president's fiercest opponents, had irregularities. In Washington, Nabil Biagio, VOA News.